Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning, Naked family. Today is the last day of season 3. I'm going to return season 4 on August 28th, which marks my 1-year anniversary for my podcast. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited and I'm so grateful for all of the positive feedback I've been receiving. And again, thank you for continuing to share this with your loved ones. The more people my message can get across, the better. As I take this much needed time to reflect and also refill my cup, I'm excited to see what the next season of my life brings. Also, always remember not to worry about the destinations. Fall in love with the journey because it's the best part of the process. The battles we face day to day and the need to rush and get things done as if we're missing out on time that society pressures us into thinking reminded me of the scripture I read the other night about Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 7 through 15, when Saul took matters into his own hands to seek the Lord's favor. Samuel told Saul to wait 7 days until he got there to fight against the Philistines. But after 7 days, Samuel didn't show up. And because of that, Saul's troops started to leave him out of fear. So Saul forced himself to give a burnt offering to seek the Lord's favor. But right after he did that, Samuel showed up saying, "You have been foolish. You have not kept the command the Lord gave you." It was at this time the Lord would have permanently established your reign over Israel, but now your reign will not endure. The Lord has found a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him as ruler over his people because you have not done what the Lord commanded. So this is when God anoints David instead to rule over Israel. Meaning in actual terms, when you take matters into your own hands and in own strength, God will find someone else to do it because it shows you're not patient and dependent upon his word. I have read another scripture that also stood out that you can apply to your life referring to the battles we face. And if we got past that, then we could get past anything we're faced with in life. Still in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 31 through 50, when David was telling Saul not to be discouraged by Goliath and that he himself would go against him. It was hard for Saul to believe because number one, David's age, and number two, David's size. He was the youngest and the smallest, which was the perfect candidate in God's eyes. This confirms God will use the ones you least expect to show his glory. So don't ever doubt that you're not good enough or not accomplished enough or don't have the required resources or know the right people. When it's your time and no one can stop that. So David is trying to convince Saul he is the right man for the job because he's gained enough experience while tending to his father's sheep. He says, "Your servant has been tending to his father's sheep. Whenever a lion or a bear came and carried off a lamb from the flock, I went after it, struck it down, and rescued the lamb from its mouth. If it is reared up against me, I would grab it by its fur, strike it down, and kill it." Then he also says, "Your servant has killed lions and bears.
this uncircumcised Philistine, talking about Goliath, of course, will be like one of them, which he's referring to as the lion and bear he killed. He also says, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. So Saul was convinced and started to clothe David with the army gear for protection. David refused to wear it as it weighed him down. So instead, he took the staff in his hand and five stones with his sling that he used to kill Goliath with. But peep this, Goliath was unfazed by David because of what he had in his hand to fight against him, and his size, of course, and his age. He looked super young, so he took David as a joke, of course. But if you pay attention to detail like I do, you'll notice that Goliath's doubt was turned into a weakness because of the distraction of his doubt allowed him to get killed. Never doubt anyone with what they have. This goes back to me saying, use exactly what God has given you. You lack nothing. As I'm reading this out to y'all, something also stood out. The courage, the determination, and the lack of fear allowed God to bless David with the tools he already had to fight against Goliath. It also proves that what we went through and what we go through is all to prepare us for something bigger to come. Because once he killed Goliath, David became king. Everything is aligned. Every battle we face is aligned for our own good, for our own purpose. Never doubt God, because he has something so much in store for us. We just have to have the courage to face our fears to get victory on the other side. What I want you to take from today's message is the enemy is always going to use something way bigger than us to scare us. But once you face your fear, you can move any mountain in your way by just simply telling it to move. Our voice is so much more powerful than what we think. We just have to use it. We're much braver than what we think. The only person standing in your way is you. And while you're waiting for your quote-unquote fear to go away, God is busy blessing someone else. God is waiting on you to move, not the other way around. It's just like participatory miracles, as my pastor calls it. Once you move and do your part, God will show up and show out and do the rest. I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9, which is one of my favorite verses, and it says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are God's co-workers. Close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight.